Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for September the 15th in the year of our Lord 2016, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. All I can tell you is the battle's on, ladies and gentlemen, for the heart and soul of America. It's a culture war, to say the least. It's an info war, as Alex Jones and others claim. And Donald released two interesting commercials lately. And what I did, Kurt, each of them was 30 seconds, but we need to play 60-second commercials and stuff like that. So I put two of the commercials together. They were designed for TV, but I ripped them for radio, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, by the way.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I'm going to play these commercials back to back, and then I want to get your response on them, okay?
All right.
Speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
We haven't seen anything like this since the 90s.
They look so lifeless.
Well, they've been through a lot. Email scandals, questionable donations from foreign governments, cronyism, even pantsuits.
So awful. What's the diagnosis?
Clinton fatigue.
Make America Number One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Kurt?
Yeah, those pantsuits are definitely a problem, you know, if you ask me. But anyway.
Well, why is she wearing Hillary. A shirt all the time? Some say it's to cover up the
Capitol. At least some of the reports. Yeah, some of the reports are saying that. I'm trying to remember.
Blood clots.
Some of them are saying the blood clots or in the legs or whatever. But, you know, it's... I always wondered if it wasn't just Hillary trying to be more like a man.
Yeah, probably
but
so.
But anyway.
Maybe it's Kurt. Maybe they ought to have Hillary be in a miniskirt and high heels to prove it's all cool. Maybe not. No, let's skip that one. Just saying.
I hate to see that.
Heard that. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway, I was just, you know, trying to find a way to truth tell on it.
Fix that. Yeah.
Maybe that's not the way to get that done. Wow, last hour we hard-hitting news. The failed offering, Hillary's book, supposedly provides a blueprint for where Hillary wants to see the country go if she's elected. But you know what? Hillary's newest book, Stronger Together, has become what the public industry considers an absolute failure, despite the fact that Hillary and her running mate Tim Kaine have promoted it all over the country. Now, Kurt, Hillary and Tim Kaine, you got a senator? A former Secretary of State, a former First Lady, running around promoting her agenda. And, buddy, she can't even sell any books. No one's interested. They've all got Clinton fatigue. They're just done with it. They're sick of it. They can't take it. And they don't believe anything she says either, Kurt.
Wonder why, Sam.
Because it's so dishonest and corrupt. People are just, they're sick of it. They just can't take it anymore. And they see Donald at least telling the truth now. How much he'll get done, time will tell. But as Donald puts it, Kurt, why not take a chance on the Donald? What have you got to lose compared to Hillary?
Good point.
Wow. Yeah. In fact, you can't trust Hillary, and now you can't trust her partner, Google, either. Did you see this from the Daily Caller, Kurt?
I didn't, but I remember hearing about it from you. Yeah.
Google is burying negative search suggestions for Hillary Clinton, new study shows. This guy did a research study, according to the Daily Caller, where he literally dug into this thing, Kurt. And Google, of course, what do, Kurt?
You mean in this case, they're burying the results, right?
Yeah, but what do they say when you bring it up to them?
Oh, well, it's just the way the you know, the numbers work.
Yeah, it's just the algorithms. You know, I mean, they completely deny.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly wouldn't have anything to do that with the people, you know.
Now, Kurt, what were we taught early in our career when they do that?
Nothing is official until it's been denied.
Yeah. Google says it isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kurt, have you even tried this yourself at all?
Have I tried looking that up, you mean?
Yeah.
Or Googling something? You know, I've often wondered about that when I will Google something and I don't see a result come up about a story that I know should
Well, here's
be
what
there.
I want you to do. I want you to type in, just go to Google right now and type in Hillary Clinton. Just those two words only.
Okay.
And I want to know what the first website is that comes up. And then I want to know what kind of general flavor do you see really quick, okay?
Hillary Clinton.
That's says, all, just two words.
Here's the first one that comes, this New York Times piece 25 minutes ago. It says, poll shows tight race for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Yep. And then the second one is a CNN piece. It says, Hillary Clinton returns, and not a moment too soon.
Yeah, of course, oh, man, we couldn't wait for Hillary.
Yeah, NBCNews.com piece. Clinton releases health stats to public. Trump to Dr. Oz.
Now, let me stop there. So Trump's releasing it to a doctor, but Hillary goes straight to the public, Kurt. See, that's bogus. Dr. Oz has a TV show. That's going as straight to the public as you can get. But see how they write that wordsmith manipulation? I mean, Hillary's canon with the public. Donald's just in reality TV, see?
I didn't see anything negative to Hillary that I could see.
Now, let me ask you this question. There's paid results, too, right above there?
Yeah.
What are
Official
they?
Hillary campaign website.
All right, so Hillary's paying Google, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clear as a bell, right?
Well, HillaryClinton.com/go. You know,
it says it's a paid
like
result, though. It's like one of the top. Yeah. All right, now just type in the word Donald Trump. That's it. Just two words. Just Donald Trump. Okay.
All right.
Tell me what the paid results are and tell me what comes up. See?
All right, so I don't see any paid results at the
top. So Donald's not paying Google. Hillary is, okay?
That's right. And then it says, poll shows tight race for Donald Trump and Hillary. It's a New York Times piece again. Then you got a CNN interrupts Trump to stop him from attacking Clinton in church.
See, so, you know, Donald's evil right in the middle of a Christian event. He attacks poor sick Hillary.
He's in a tight race. It doesn't show that, you know, like if you look at the Drudge Report, it shows Trump at 6 points up. You know?
I know, but see, when Hillary's up, it's almost a body slam. When Donald's up, it's a tight race.
Yeah, that's right.
In a dead heat, you know?
NBCNews.com has got Donald Trump brushes off Colin Powell's national disgrace remark.
See, so then, really the inference is, you know, Donald's a disgrace because Colin Powell has credibility. Donald's a kook and ignores him, but whatever. See, again, you look at these results, and I don't care what Google says. You can't deny they're drastically different, Kurt.
That's right.
What's the next one?
Well, you know, it does go into the more news for Donald Trump where you can click on that. You know, if you do, I suppose you're going to get some more details. Otherwise, it says Donald Trump, candidate for president. So some of the stuff on him, on the issues, it says immigration, abortion. So you can click on these, you know, and then it shows campaign finance, how much money's brought in.
Now, I want you to do one
more
thing.
Candidates.
So we see it directly blacking out unfavorable results to Hillary. Now add one word to your search, Kurt. Type in Donald Trump criminal.
All right.
The many scandals of Donald Trump cheat sheet, The Atlantic, comes up first. Donald Day J. Trump, the real Donald Trump. In other words, you're not really getting the real one.
Mm-hmm.
He will be on Fox and Friends. I was never a fan of Colin Powell after his weak understanding of weapons. I'll be interviewed on Fox. Great pull out of Nevada. Thank you. Donald Trump on crime. Donald Trump Wikipedia. Donald Trump has been linked to the mob. Yeah. Donald Trump may be terrified to release the taxes because, you know, Kurt, it may tie him to organized crime, see? And then Donald Trump has said Obama's let 300,000 criminals go. Donald Trump settled a real estate lawsuit in a criminal case. Criminal charges sought against Trump based on a riot incited. When we come back, you're going to type in Hillary Clinton criminal. What do you get? Google's absolutely involved in criminal activity, Kurt, in my humble opinion.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
In my humble opinion, Google involved in criminal activity and cooking the books for Hillary. That's just my opinion. But Google is burying negative searches and negative search suggestions for Hillary Clinton. New study shows. TheDailyCaller.com has the piece if you want to go look it up. But, Kurt, now type in Hillary Clinton, criminal, 3 words, and what do you get?
You have to look down quite a ways to find anything that's kind of negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what they're doing now, because we caught them at manipulating the searches, Kurt, what they're doing now is they're backing off on their algorithms to say, we're not going to flat out completely eliminate everything, but what we're going to do is just make sure that it doesn't hit the top few search choices people look at now. So it's not blatant. And they're having to back off because we're exposing them. But the truth is they're still doing it.
Yeah, the first thing that comes up is Hillary Clinton / crime safety. So this is her, from her website saying what she would do, you know. And that's not what you see that comes up from Trump, you know, when you put in criminal. And then it goes into her nice picture of her and that she's a candidate for president and how much money she's
made. She's
in
a pantsuit, isn't she, Kurt?
Well, I can't really tell because it's only a headshot. But then it does show more candidates. Donald Trump doesn't show his picture smiling. It shows his picture kind of frowning, you know, because he never smiles.
But Hillary smiles all the time. It's a beautiful day in New York, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Darn right.
But this is just how, you know, media works. And Google is no different than any other media, I don't think. They're going to, you know, get the money from who their advertisers are, and they're going to promote those people, right? Don't you think, Sam?
Oh, yeah. But again, even Google's starting to lose credibility when they do this. Everybody knows it's a sham, Kurt. Mm-hmm. But they just can't help themselves. When they have that much power and authority and control, they just can't help but abuse it.
Yep, good point.
All right, signs of electoral earthquake in latest polls, Kurt.
An earthquake. Yeah, at least that's what they're saying. I don't know that this is true, but this is kind of what I expected. This is WorldNet Daily piece, and they say the latest state and national polls, the first partially reflecting Hillary Clinton's bad week, show Donald Trump moving up in swing states, challenging his opponent in Democrat states and running away with Republican states. And then they go through the different ones, and they tell you about Ohio, and they tell you about, you know, each one. Pretty much that's the bottom line. You're seeing a change there, and it's pretty much what I expected. But
now, let me tell you something fascinating about this electoral earthquake poll, if you will. They say that the poll was taken before Hillary Clinton's stumble meltdown on Sunday. Donald was 5 points up before that happened, Kurt.
Yeah.
So now with that happening and Hillary languishing in her bed, on her sick bed, and another lie of Hillary's exposed to the American people, saying that she's well and that she's fine, and you and I are conspiracy nuts for even suggesting that she might be ill. Now we find out she's absolutely seriously ill. Nevertheless, Donald was up 5 points before that scandal on Hillary broke. And so with Donald campaigning and promoting and talking for 5 days, being very, very kind and gentle to Hillary, by the way, hoping that she gets well and such, Clinton is going to be falling further in the polls, Kurt, because people just think, you know what? Donald's right. She's not up to the task of being commander-in-chief. She's just not.
I think you're right, Sam.
All right.
Let's see, I'm just looking to see if they've got any updated electoral college numbers that they see. You've got the PBS NewsHour boys that say what each candidate must do to win the electoral college. Then you've got Here and Now that says what does the electoral college do? And the LA Daily News says it's too late for Clinton Trump, but electoral college must be reformed. The guy, Mr. Cherminsky, says that. But anyway, there's some electoral college change going on, I think. Now, it's not a college you really want to get into, but it's the way it is when it comes to voting, huh, Sam?
Yes, sir. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this ball just for you folks. Mm-hmm. But there's another story of interest here. I mean, there's so many stories, Kurt, it's just wow.
I know.
I guess there's the Christian government employee that's suspended now for not watching gay training video, Kurt. An Illinois Social Security worker by the name of David Hall. The guy's a Christian, Kurt, but he might get fired after refusing multiple times to watch a gay diversity training video.
Well, I mean, you know, he didn't watch it, so, I mean, you got to fire him, you know. Now, on the other hand, if a transvestite wants to go to work for you and you don't hire him, you're probably going to go to jail. I was saying.
Yeah, or if you want to like hang out on your Social Security computer and just watch porn, you're probably pretty cool too. You're okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
But if you want to like be, I don't want to watch it. See, this thing is that David Hall, this Christian Kurt, is not sensitive.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand diversity. He doesn't understand that what they're trying to accomplish here.
And yet, these are the pro-choice crowd, the guys that say, hey, you have a choice. You know, if you're pro-choice, you can kill a baby. But if this guy wants to be pro-choice and not watch this, you know, they're not really for that choice, are they, Sam?
Well, you know, diversity is kind of not too diverse, my friend. Pro-choice is just not
it's
too
diverse one
pro-choice.
Way. Mm-hmm.
Pro-limited choice is what they need to call it.
Yeah, pro-one choice.
All right, there's also a new poll out, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just going from poll to poll. Most of the time, they're about the Donald and Hillary right now. But in this case, this poll's about the mainstream press, Kurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stories by the Daily Caller, and headline says, poll, America's trust in media hits all-time low. Mm-hmm. It's a Gallup poll, Kurt.
Wait, the Americans think that the media isn't trustworthy?
Heck yeah. Big time.
Wow. That's really unusual. I just never would have thought that that was the case. Would you? I mean, you know, it's so shocking.
Yeah, now they say the Americans' trust in mass media outlets has plummeted, Kurt. It hasn't been this bad since 1972.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Hmm. Way back in 72.
That's the year Gallup started collecting data on the subject.
Yeah. Started that year, and it was worse, better ever since. You know? Mm-hmm.
Only 32% said they trust the media to get it right and deal with facts, to deal with it accurately and fairly. Wow. They say the sharpest decline comes from Republicans. To Curtis, them conspiracy wackos, them Republicans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Now, our buddies at CBS are asking a very interesting question, Kurt.
What's that?
How heavily armed is your state, my friend?
That's right. That's what I was shocked to see. This is coming from CBS. I mean, at least in my opinion. You know, now they may bring it up somewhere because they think, man, if we don't talk about something like this, we're going to lose more viewers, more listeners.
Of course they are. It's happening every day. They don't know what to do. They're imploding.
And, you know, and so what they do, instead of giving you a list, Sam, you know, that says, hey, this is how many guns are per state and this is how many people, et cetera. Excuse me. They make you flip through this little thing, you know, 50 something times and,
pro-gun
control. It's kind of interesting to see how it works.
All right, Kurt's got all the details in just seconds. We'll talk about that. Then we'll also talk about Apple in the news. Yeah, what do you think? Apple getting the new iPhone. You think that's cool? You want one? We'll talk about it. Give you the breakdown. Do it all in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Exasperated by the refusal of the FBI to provide full, unedited investigative summaries of its inquiry into Hillary Clinton's documented violations of the Espionage Act, House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Utah Republican, issued a congressional subpoena during an abbreviated hearing on September 13th. We decide what's relevant, not the Department of Justice, not the FBI. Not the Department of Justice, not the FBI, Chaffetz explained to FBI Legislative Affairs Chief Jason Herring. We are entitled to a full file. You don't decide what I get to see. I get to see it all. That's the way a banana republic acts, not the way the United States of America acts, continued the chairman, complaining that I don't expect to have to issue a subpoena to see unclassified information. I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now, he continued. I've signed the subpoena. We want all the 302s. That's a reference to the basic FBI field reports. And we would like the full file. After Herring agreed that he could accept service on behalf of the FBI, Chaffetz declared, you are hereby served. Retired Judge Andrew Napolitano, a legal affairs analyst for Fox News, observes that there are judges sitting in an emergent capacity for applications like this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's resolved by the end of the week. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam McCurt talking about how armed is your state. I suggest to you that the South and the Rocky Mountain West armed more than probably any other regions in the country. And but anyway, it's kind of interesting how these guys put this together and break it down, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and they make you go, you've got 53 slides, basically, or 53 screens you have to go through to get the whole story. And yet, remember, this doesn't even include the pistols. It just includes the long arms, I guess, and the registered ones, by the way. And so they say that the one with the most per capita, do you want to take a guess, Sam?
Per capita, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Per capita. So that means the most guns in the state
per when we say,
the number of residents.
Yeah, in other words, it's adjusted for the number of residents is the point.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see. Who has the most guns? Maybe Idaho?
They say Wyoming.
Wyoming. Oh, I almost guessed
number
Wyoming.
One. Yeah. They say.
I was. By the way, I was thinking Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and Utah were the four that I was thinking.
Now they say number two on that list is
Texas.
District of Columbia, and I was.
Wait
like,
a minute! I thought they
what?
Were illegal there.
Well, that's right, but you know, I'm just saying.
Well, Kurt, you want to know why?
That's what they say. Well, it's a criminal area.
No, but I know why. No,
and you
got because
Congress.
You got the criminals that have them, and then you got all the bodyguards for all the people that tell us not to have guns.
Good point.
So yeah, that, good I get point. It now. All right.
They say number three on the list is Arkansas, and that's, like you said, a southern state, you know, especially where Bill Clinton was there. You know, I mean, you'd want to be armed, especially if you're a woman. Then you got number four. This also surprised me. New Mexico, although it is a western state, it was kind of surprising to me because it's more of a, you know, traditionally a liberal kind of area. Then you got Virginia, number five, you know, going back east. And, you know, I mean, although I think that's where Larry Pratt's from, Gun Owners of America, you know. You got number six,
let me tell you
six,
why that is primarily,
Idaho.
Too. Besides the thug yeah. state, or the thug mm-hmm. 10-mile square full of criminals, and then everybody defending all the, you know, insiders.
Yeah.
The reason Virginia has so many guns, Kurt, is because everybody who wants to be near Washington, D.C., but wants to have freedom goes to Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Number six, they say, is Idaho. you know.
So I wasn't too far off, though.
Yeah, you know? No, you weren't. Uh-huh. And number 7, Alabama. And remember, this is the number of registered firearms.
Yes. So, and by the way, there's a lot of these people that have non-registered arms. Now, yeah, the other interesting thing about this is, again, though, we're talking about the Southern and the Rocky Mountain states, though, again. When you do Idaho, then you go to Alabama, right?
That's right. Then you've got Nevada.
See?
Number 8. That's right. Then you got Alaska, and I'm not surprised with that one. You know. Then you got Louisiana.
Louisiana, southern state.
Yeah, that's right. Then you got, this one surprised me, you got Maryland. I just didn't think, you know, that they'd be in there.
You want to know why?
You got Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Got a lot of hoods down there in Maryland, buddy.
There you go. You got Pennsylvania. They say Maryland and Pennsylvania are tied at number 11. Then they've got Georgia and, let's see, tied with New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of those, remember, that's that live free or die state. Then you got Indiana at number 15, Kentucky at 16, a couple of, you know, at least almost southern states. Then you got Utah at 17, Sam. Now, they say Texas is number 18.
Really quick, by the way, what's the difference in spread of how many guns per capita? Do they give kind of a breakdown? I just want to see how far apart Utah and, say, number one Wyoming is.
They say Utah with 12.8 guns. Let's see. Wait a minute. That's Texas. Utah is 12.9 guns per 1,000 residents, whereas Texas was 12.8. Now, go back to number one, you're saying?
Yeah.
Read number ones off. They say that was 195.7 guns per 1,000 residents.
Yeah,
that is a big spread.
That's in Wyoming?
That's right.
I better move to Wyoming.
Like, wow. You guys are tearing it up, you know.
Well, the good part is they share a border with Utah, so if we need to kind of hand out the ammunition... You know, pass the ammunition, kind of an idea, we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Right. Then you got Oklahoma. Then you got Colorado, South Carolina, South Dakota, Ohio tied with Oregon, Connecticut then tied with Montana, Tennessee tied with those other guys. Then you got North Carolina.
Hold on, how many are in Tennessee,
Kansas,
by the way?
Tennessee says 11.3, so not far off from Utah or Texas. Yeah. Then he shows North Carolina, Kansas, Florida, Minnesota, North Dakota tied, Arizona tied with West Virginia, and then Illinois at 35, Maine at 36. Then you got Washington State at 37.
Who's last?
Missouri. Well,
wait a minute, Missouri. On, you could Missouri pretty would much be armed guess. To the teeth, Kurt.
I know. I was really surprised at this as well. Yeah. They say they got for every 1,000 residents 8.5 guns. Then you got Wisconsin and California. That makes sense to me, except I'd put them almost last. Nebraska. I was surprised at that. I just suppose these guys don't have their firearms registered, in my opinion. Mississippi. Also the same thing. Then you got Vermont. Now that makes sense to me at 43. Iowa, I think that's a case where they're not registered as well. But it does show a picture of John Kerry shooting pheasants there in Iowa, which I think that's a surprise. But anyway, New Jersey at 45, Hawaii at 46 makes sense to me. I mean, it's nonsense, but it makes sense. Number 47, Massachusetts. Number 48, Michigan. Number 49, Delaware.
50 is New York.
50, Rhode Island. And then 51, New York, because they include District of Criminals.
Oh, yeah, same. Good point. All right, so you know, all I can tell you is how many guns does New York have?
They say 3.3 guns for every 1,000 residents. Wow. So
you know, you get south of the Mason-Dixon line or west of the Mississippi, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway,
good point.
Find that breakdown fascinating. Mm-hmm. How heavily armed is your state? We got to work on it in Utah, folks.
Yeah, we want to be number one.
Darn right. We got to be number one of something. Now, Apple's in the news, Kurt. They're seeking fresh momentum with the release of the iPhone 7 launch, Kurt.
Well, I was wanting to ask you what this really means, you know, and do you think this is a big reason to move up with your iPhone? I mean, did Apple really come up with something really cool, or is this just like iPhone 5?
It's pretty cool, actually. 2.0. It's not barn burner news. It's not just like off the charts incredible, okay. But there are a lot of gains to be had. First off, you got to understand that it's going to upgrade to iOS 10. And a lot of the modern phones, the 6s will do it and stuff like that too. But it comes with iOS 10. The biggest changes that you'll notice on the phone that are going to be showstoppers or game changers or noticeable differences really are, number one, you're not going to have an earphone jack.
Oh.
They use the iPhone connector jack, and then they have a dongle or a little connector that can connect to your headphones, or it can be done wirelessly. So they've gotten rid of that jack. And at first, people are pretty negative on that. A lot of people are split. Some are saying, man, I won't upgrade because of that. Other people are saying it's about time. I'm kind of one of the guys that I don't like that going away, but I see the smartness or the evolution in the technology in doing so, Kurt, because now the phone's much more water-resistant and stuff like that. And that's a lot of good for a lot of people. If you get your phone a little bit wet, nowadays it just kind of ruins the thing. You know, water gets under the screen or it does this and that and just melts it down. That's not likely to happen anymore. So getting rid of that jack, I think overall is a good plan.
But it still has some way to connect.
Well, yeah, it's got a little connector that you plug with your, it's like an iPhone adapter on one end. It looks like your phone charger. And on the other end, it's an 1/8-inch jack, you know, like you would, that you could plug into.
So you just kind of have to have a different earphone.
Well, you can have either your normal earphones and use that adapter, or you can go wireless.
Okay.
Anyway, that's number one. Number two, they have a physical button on the current old phones, right? At the bottom, in the middle. Home button.
Yeah.
Now they've moved to a not physical button. It's an electronic button, if you will. And it's not as nice to press for folks. It's not as tactile. But you can feel an outline. It's still usable. It's just not as tactile. Now, people again are saying that's negative, but I would say it's a positive because, again, that really adds to the ability to make the phone literally water resistant. So it's probably a good move overall. We're going to have to get used to that. That will be an adjustment. It's got three cameras on it, Kurt. It's got way better picture-taking capabilities. It's complicated about the details. Yeah. It's got a different ability to take pictures. It's got stabilization technology. People are going to be able to take much, much better pictures. The reason for the multiple cameras...
You can get better pictures of, like, Hillary, you know, passing out and stuff like that?
No, those will be summarily removed from your phone, sir.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get pictures of other stuff, like, you know, somebody twerking in the end zone, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, quick pause. Got details in a second. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news. The networks refuse to use. Always on tap on your favorite talk station. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test, and I got 13 out of 32, not very good, but I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about the Apple iPhone 7 release. What do you think about the update? It's got iOS 10 on it, which is a significant upgrade. It's got multiple cameras, which really is going to improve the photo-taking capabilities. It's got stabilization technology in it, so that people could take much, much better photos. It's got different lenses to really adapt the situation so that you don't have to think about it or really understand what you're doing, but it'll take incredible pictures anyway. It's got a different tactical home button that's not an electronic button anymore. It's got rid of the ear jack or earphone jack so that it's much more water resistant and stuff like that. It's thinner, Kurt. And there's a bunch of other changes on it as well. It's a much faster processor. The starting size used to be 16 gig, now it's 32 gig. They've even got them as big as 256 gig now. They're about the same price as the other phone. You got the iPhone 7 and then the iPhone 7 Plus, which is on par about $120 more than the iPhone 7. And there's a lot of other internal changes and stuff like that, most of which people won't really notice and everything else. Bottom line, is it worth the upgrade? And the answer is I would say so, Kurt.
So you plan to upgrade?
So. Yeah, but I'm not an early adopter, Kurt. So I plan to upgrade, yes, but I don't plan to go run out and stand in line for like 32 hours and freeze my toes off or you know, get pneumonia like Hillary to do it or anything like
You're
that.
You're not going to do that.
No, okay. So what I usually do is I lay back long enough for the first round to roll and everybody to kind of test it and see if they have any problems or if it goes well. If it goes well, then I'm in. If they have problems, I'll let them work out the bugs and I'll get like the iPhone 7 version, 2 bugs fixed mode kind of thing. A lot of people that are upgrading to iOS 10 are having a couple of glitches. That's what I mean by waiting a little bit till they resolve those things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a worth it upgrade and smart to do, but I'm just not going to be the first guy with one.
Now, one other question, you know, connected to this whole, you know, cell phone deal. Who is it? Samsung's been in the news lately with their some problem with their battery or something.
Yeah, their battery just blows up. What's the big deal, Kirk?
That makes your pocket heat up, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It does give you those pants with a hole in them, so then you're a little more stylish, though, I guess.
Yeah.
But, so...
Well, they actually intentionally make those holes, Kurt. So if you got a pants that don't have those holes in them, they just help
I
you
guess
out.
I read that they had a fix for it, though. What was it?
Yeah, they're sending people
something
new phones.
In their software. Well, I mean, somewhere
I don't think it's just
they're
software.
Upgrading their software so that then your phone doesn't charge up past 60%.
Oh, that's a plan. Wow.
You know.
Now, they're really sending new people phones when they complain, Kurt, that are updated phones that solve a lot of this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, in the whole
we'll make your phone not charged, and then it will
world.
Never blow up.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, hello, come on.
So at least as far as you can see, Apple's still leading the pack.
I personally think so. I mean, I know people would debate me who love Androids. It'll be a debate till the cows come home, like which is better, Ford or Chevy, kind of a you know discussion.
Yes.
Hillary or Donald. But all I'm telling you is I personally think it's a pretty good launch. It's a pretty good opportunity. If you want something inexpensive, go with the iPhone SE, which basically is the smallest phone with 6 technology. That'll be the cheapest mode to go, and it'll still upgrade to iOS 10. That's probably the least expensive, best
which one now. You should go to. Which one did you say?
It's called the iPhone 6? SE. No, it's not a 6, but it has 6
a
technology
7.
In it. No.
Well, 5.
They don't call it 5, 6, or 7, they call it SE, Kurt. It doesn't have a number with it.
Just SE.
So okay. It's called the iPhone SE. However,
that's for
it has,
the guys on a limited budget to move up.
Yeah. And it has 6 technology in it, but it'll have the ability to upgrade to iOS 10, which will be the latest version 7 operating system equivalent. So it's kind of the best of both worlds on the cheap. It's a smaller phone. It won't have all the 7 technology I just articulated, but it will be kind of the sweet spot to keep an iPhone jack, a sweet spot to have a smaller, less expensive phone, but yet be pretty dang up the technology, if you ask me. So there you go. Pretty cool.
Good job.
And they're saying it's rigged, Kurt.
Yeah, surprise, huh, Sam? But, you know, the headline
conspiracy
from Bob Unruh, World
Net
Daily.
It's rigged. Yeah. Even Hillary thinks that.
I guess the guy investigating Donald Trump, by the way, works for Hillary, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, that's New York State's chief law enforcement officer. I guess he's not commenting on his work for Democrat Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign as he launches an investigation into Donald Trump's foundation. I guess WorldNet Daily requested to his office to comment on what many would perceive as a conflict of interest. And guess what? The response was
they just sent back
silence.
A copy of Simon and Garfunkel. Just,
yeah,
all right.
The sounds of silence. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just the way it works, Sam.
That's what you do, and it's you know. And then Donald will say it's rigged, and they'll be like, "Oh, you're crazy. You're a nut. You're a conspiracy theorist."
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
Now, by the way, Kurt, you know who Mika Brzezinski is?
Micah
Brzezinski.
If I remember right, there was one story about this a while back.
No, this is modern story right now.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying this is how I learned about her.
Okay.
You know, her dad's a big insider guy from the CFR who basically, you know, this lady is a TV show babe.
Yeah, she's on Morning Joe, Kurt.
Okay. And so anyway, Trump made fun of her a while back saying, nobody really watches their program. And,
yeah, so now she's got it out for the
Donald.
That fit
me, you know. Yeah.
Are you surprised?
So. No.
So this Mika Brzezinski on Morning Joe goes after Trump's VP candidate, which would be Mike Pence, Kurt.
Okay.
And she now developed a new term, Kurt. Did you hear
What's
about
that?
This?
No.
It's called pencing.
Pencing. Oh, not like trumping.
No. Pencing is when you, and you know what it is?
I guess it would be you, I don't know.
Well, here's what she claims pencing is, Kurt.
Okay.
She makes fun of all these insider politicians, and she says, this person did it, this person does it, this person does it, Paul Ryan does it, this person does it. And then she explains what pencing is. Pencing, Kurt, according to this Brzezinski news babe, pencing is when you shill for your candidate, even though you know it's not accurate, right, or good, and you don't have enough foresight to know that it'll come back to haunt you later on. That's pencing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
I'm saying.
Right
now,
there,
I don't
yeah.
know that I ought to make up a definition for Brzezinski-ing.
Yeah.
But it would almost be like a Lewinsky-ing.
Yeah, good.
And
point.
I don't know that I even ought to go there. I'm just saying, are we really going to start that, Micah?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to make fun of Mike Pence because he's bringing sanity to Trump's campaign? Now, I'm not really telling you that Mike Pence is perfect, but all I'm telling you is they get that the Supreme Court matters. Ever since Mike Pence has jumped on the ticket, Donald's settled down quite a bit. And you know what? Pence has done a pretty good job standing up for Donald Trump, but yet bringing traditional values and common sense to the table as well. And now you're going to make fun of him and develop this term called pencing, where he's a shill for his candidate, even though he doesn't have the foresight to realize that in the long run it'll be bad for him, and he does it because he's so ignorant he just shills for the candidate. And then Micah Brzezinski, kind of like Lewinsky, you're going to be on Morning Joe for the mainstream press, compromised by the gatekeepers at the mainstream?
Good point.
All right, good luck with that, Micah. But I'm just saying that's really interesting, isn't it, Kurt? So she's going to make fun of pencing, and I guess we're going to leave Brzezinski-ing alone. What is it to Brzezinski? Is it kind of like Lewinsky? And how does all that fit together? I just think, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway, I guess she's just kind of mad because Donald said she was ugly, or what did he say?
Well,
you're pretty, but you're stupid. What did he say?
Program.
Well, and, that's probably true, Kurt. Nobody cares about Morning Joe. Maybe Morning Joe should try to help Hillary sell books and see how valuable Morning Joe really is.
Good point.
Yeah, you know. But Morning Joe, Kurt, what's that? Named after a coffee cup? Is that what it's supposed to be?
I think so.
It's like your jolt in the morning, news babe style. We're going to Lewinsky. I mean, we're going to Brzezinski for the morning.
She's on there with some guy.
Yeah,
well,
Joe Scarborough. Is that who that goofball is?
Maybe that's why they call it Joe.
I mean, maybe I'm confused. You can look it up and see. I'm probably confused, you know.
Yeah.
I don't watch those things. I don't need Morning Joe.
No. Yeah.
I just broadcast live and tell the tale of liberty everywhere I go. But I'm just saying, really, a lady with the last name of Brzezinski on a show that nobody watches is going to attack Donald Trump's VP? She's afraid to attack Donald. She just knows Pence won't strike back as hard, Kurt. But I'd redefine pensing by cleaning her clock. Let's have a debate about your favorite candidate and my favorite candidate, Micah. Let's go ahead and, you know, see what happens. See, I find it fascinating that she's going to really attack Pence over this. Pence is kind of mild-mannered, and he's not going to fight back that hard or whatever. But why doesn't she strike back at Donald? That's where she really has a beef, Kurt.
Good point.
You know? I just find that interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it all means in terms of the latest. Donald will probably just ignore this one. Because he's kind of getting above a lot of this, Kurt. He's just going to let this goofball Micah melt down on her own, her and Hillary. By the way, was the Morning Joe Miss, what's her name, Brzezinski? Micah, was she reporting that Hillary was really sick? Or was she one of those folks that got schnookered in basically defending the lie?
Yeah.
No wonder Donald says no one's listening, your show's worthless. Good point. I can see why.
Yeah.
And let's just leave that Brzezinski, kind of like Lewinsky term alone, and what that might mean.
Oh, yeah.
Micah, let's just stop right there. Because if we take off the gloves, it will not be pretty. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, 2 hours in the can. You're going to have the Jones if you're talking about Morning Joe for 22 hours till Liberty Roundtable takes to the airwaves again and takes center stage like we often do. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and archived broadcasts free. LibertyNewsDaily.com for the best news service on the internet. LibertyNewsRadio.com for the lineup of the best talk hosts in the country. All complimentary, but would love your support. This nation shall endure.